Restaurant on location at PetroServe USA, just north of the state capitol in Bismarck today, on the corner of Divide Avenue and State Street. Because today, Governor Jack Dalrymple and other officials, including the North Dakota Ethanol Council, are here today to celebrate the addition of one more choice for the consumer, E15. And, you know, you could put E10 in a vehicle that is not flex-fuel if it's 2001 or newer. Now you have two choices if you do not have a flex-fuel vehicle. If you have a flex-fuel vehicle, of course, you can go E85 or E30 or anything else. And the folks here at PetroServe USA have always been about choice. They want to make sure consumers have the choice when it comes to decisions at the pump. And
and they were one of the original blender pump stations, too. I mean, they put in those blender pumps that gives the consumers the option. Without the blender pumps, you're limited on your options. And that's what the beauty of the blender pumps does. And, you know, PetroServe was one of the forefronts in that.
Exactly right. So anyway, that's why we're here today. We're going to talk to Jeff Suger a little later on in the hour. He's the chair of the North Dakota Ethanol Council and also runs the Blue Flint ethanol plant north of here. So we'll chat with him. Newt Gingrich will be on the program today now of CNN Crossfire. Have you watched him on Crossfire yet, Steve?
No, not yet. Brand new program, 5:30 Central Time.
Exactly right. But he's always been a big fan of North Dakota's energy boom, so we'll get a chance to talk with him about that and also see what he thinks of this strategy on the battle that House Republicans are undertaking to defund Obamacare by using the government shutdown. Congressman Kevin Cramer has voted for that. He's also voted for
the Bakken Amendment.
Yeah. Well, he voted for the Bakken Amendment. Your namesake amendment was the separation of the nutrition program, the food stamps, from the farm subsidies, right?
I've been banging on this for 2 years.
And what they did in Congress is last week they voted for, so they have both now. They passed the farm bill in the House, just the farm bill, just farm subsidy programs, and they've also passed the food stamp program that has that, you know, $4 billion a year reduction in a program that's $80 billion a year. Well, if you open up most newspapers across the state over the weekend, you think the sky is falling. If you listen to the Democratic Party leadership, from Senator Heidi Heitkamp to their state party chairman, everything else, you think the sky is falling. They are coming down, the media, the editorial pages, and the Democrats like a ton of bricks on Congressman Kevin Cramer because of that. We're less interested, quite honestly, in what party establishment types in either party think or what newspaper editorial pages think. What we're kind of curious about is what our listeners think, right? Real people. And so you be the voice that say, hey, thumbs up or thumbs down on the vote on food stamps, as well as the vote on the continuing resolution that says, okay, short term funding of the government, we're having the showdown on Obamacare. Kevin Cramer was a thumbs up on both of those. They're not being well received by the mainstream media or by Democrats. We want to ask our listeners at 800-228-0550 who's right.
You know, I look at it this way. You're looking at a program that, prior to what's going on with this round, the Farm Bill needed the support of the nutrition programs to get passed. That was always the contention. I think that's reversed. From an agriculture standpoint, we don't need the nutrition programs to get that Farm Bill passed because bottom line, do you like to eat? Do you want to eat? And go, by the way, if you don't pass a farm bill, good luck trying to support those nutrition programs, because what's the cost? You know, they're $80 billion right now, and they're mandated funds. It's not like this is extra spending. These are mandated funds. But without a farm bill, those food prices are going to go up. Now you're looking at a program that's going to cost, what, $120? $140 billion? At what point does that become unfundable? What point is there so much corruption and graft and inadequacies and just scamming a system that's supposed to be a hand up, not a hand out? At what point is that becoming unfundable because, okay, well, we didn't want to pass a farm bill? And 80% of the farm bill, what's called the farm bill right now, is nutrition programs. That's not a farm bill. That's a nutrition bill that there happens to be a farm component to.
And mind you, what will happen now that the House has passed both a farm bill and a nutrition bill, and the Senate has the combined version, is they can have a conference committee and get the farm bill done. So, and sort it out there.
But transparency. It just lends towards transparency, which we don't have enough of in government.
Here's the bigger question, I think, really, and that is, again, that should be asked of these media folks and the Democrats that are just screaming about this, and that is, seriously, in a program that's doubled in size, since 2008 in a program that's now given to people even when they don't ask for it. If you apply for any kind of assistance, one of the reasons it's ballooned in cost is because they just hand it out. Can we not find reforms that say, hey, able-bodied adults without children would be put on a time limit? These are the kind of reforms that would bring about the $4 billion in savings per year, and that's what they're screaming about.
It goes a little bit to a bigger story where you're looking at on the welfare side. It's getting to the point where there's no incentive to not be on these programs, to not be on the welfare side. When you start throwing in the nutrition programs, the EBT card, along with the welfare side and the welfare checks, and then the heating assistance, I can make more money not working.
Well, therein lies the need for some reform.
It's pieces.
So who's right? The critics, in this case, the media and the Democrats, or Congressman Cramer, who's getting criticized for those votes, we ask. We want to know, because, again, seems to have caught the attention of the media here. 800-220... I hate that when I do that. I'm going to have too many telephone numbers.
800-228-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or 701-258-0550.
And a couple other questions. Story this weekend about some new economic
I'm
studies.
I'm not reading it. I forget to. Don't feel bad, Scott.
If you crunch the numbers, energy is at par, maybe slightly even higher now than agriculture as part of North Dakota's economy. That's an extraordinary statement. And so we have a question. This is on our Facebook page. What's a bigger deal, ag or energy? I don't like answering that question because they're both a big deal. And you know what? We got them both.
And we need them both.
And it's pretty exciting when you think about it. But it gives you an idea of this juggernaut of change that's come. But what do you make of that, a stat? That's pretty interesting.
The argument to that is it would have been energy a while ago, except a lot of that dollars didn't stay in North Dakota. A lot of that right now is getting put back in from an infrastructure standpoint. And some of that money, more of that money, is starting to stay in North Dakota where initially it wasn't. And that's why there was a disparity before. Because on the surface, you look at, well, oil and gas money and coal and everything. Okay, great. But the ag side of that has always been the bigger piece. And a lot of people haven't realized that. But, you know, that's the engine. The ag is the engine. You know, we're looking at how they work together now. We've got agriculture, we've got energy, and look at what they're doing together. That's why we're here today. You know, that's why there's a marriage.
Two other things. If you were part of the ESPN College Game Day Fun this weekend, which put North Dakota on the national stage, first of all, kudos to you. You did a great job. The show was fantastic.
And they want to come back.
The fans were unreal. The signs were incredible. But we'd love a firsthand report. And also the white hats versus the black hats in Leith, North Dakota over the weekend. Wow. The protesters came out en masse to say, we don't stand for this kind of stuff. So pretty interesting as well. If you were part of that, let us know. A lot of shouting going on, and the law enforcement sort of kept the two sides apart. But
there was SWAT. There were planes flying overhead constantly. About 350 protesters showed up to,
if you were there, let us know. Yeah. Let's get some calls here. Jim in West Fargo, you're first to go on What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550. Hey, Jim.
Yeah, hi. Say, I just have some questions regarding, maybe you guys know this, because I'm trying to get some enlightenment here on this food program. There's a federal program that basically feeds all kids at school, whether they're on welfare or they're come from rich families or whatever, with free lunches, I think free breakfast, by simply eliminating the paperwork, because the paperwork costs, and to run and administer the program costs so much money. They finally figured out that we'll just eliminate all that, feed every kid, and we're saving money. And I'm wondering, do you guys know anything about this program, and why don't we have it here in North Dakota? It sounds like a tax benefit for working families, in my opinion.
I've heard about the food. I'd heard about the paperwork side of that. You're saying that they rather than decide who gets it and who doesn't get it, they just eliminate all that and say everybody can get it, and they actually save money feeding everybody? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's the whole that list. Several states have participated in this program, from what I understand. I guess I haven't researched it enough. But, for anybody who sends a kid to school, I got four kids. I'm saying spending $200 a month feeding them at school. If they can just feed them for free, why not just take care of them? That's a real – if you want to talk about giving money back to the taxpayers and giving working families a break, well, there you go right there.
Now, is that a federal program, Jim?
I believe it is.
How can it be a federal program that saves money?
Yeah, also
I would lean more on the state side of that.
Yeah, but we'll it's conjunction with the state. So I think a lot of these school programs are funded by the federal government.
We'll check it out and see what we can find out about. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch, Jim. Monty and Tioga, when we come back, Mark and Grand Forks, too, waiting. This is What's on Your Mind. We're live at PetroServe USA in Bismarck today for the rollout of E15 on What's on Your Mind. So stay tuned for that coming up.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture, and that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
There's a good feeling across the state of North Dakota, and oil is one of the reasons. Our oil reserves make us more secure by reducing our nation's dependence on foreign oil. Oil is creating opportunities and careers for our citizens. Oil taxes are building new roads. We're making progress on housing, and the industry is spending billions more on natural gas plants and pipelines. North Dakota Oil, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council.
Times are changing, and violent crimes against law-abiding citizens are out of control. Protect yourself with legal, affordable, 100% made in the USA ballistic body armor. Available at AR500.com. Rated for calibers up to .308 Winchester. Packages including armor start at only $210. It's the right of every responsible American citizen to own body armor. Get some at 602-501-9607 or AR500.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We're Steve Bach and I'm Scott Hanna. This is What's on Your Mind, brought to you today by the North Dakota Ethanol Council. The North Dakota Ethanol Council, established in 2009 by the North Dakota State Legislature to promote the state's ethanol industry. And they're funded by the first ethanol checkoff program in the nation, as a matter of fact. They do industry research, promotion, educational programs, and market development. And we are at PetroServe USA Bismarck location on East Divide Avenue and State Street today, where Governor Jack Delrup will be here at 10 o'clock this morning, along with other officials, announced the availability at the pump of E15. It's brand new. That's why we're here. So we'll chat with Jeff Zuger, who is the chair of the North Dakota Ethanol Council, later in the program, as well as Governor Jack Delrup, and talk a little ethanol today on the program as well, so stay tuned for that. Should we get back to the phone, Steve?
Let's go to Monty and Tioga. If you got a question, you want to weigh in, 701-258-0550, 1-800-520-0550. We'd like to know what's on your mind, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Monty and Tioga, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, so I have a couple, I have more than a couple things I could talk about, but one thing I believe is totally unconstitutional is Obamacare. And I can't believe that our senators and representatives were stupid enough to pass a bill like that without even reading it. And the fact that Americans are going to have to pay for Muslims' health bill with the enacting of the Obamacare because they believe that paying a premium is gambling. And the other thing that really bothers me is the oil industry in North Dakota. The state leases out the school land and gets a small royalty for doing that, and then they turn around and get only a percentage of what they could get if they didn't lease and had contracted a well drilled on that land and developed themselves. The leasee normally gets approximately 15%. If you own it, you get 100%. Of course, you get part of the cost of developing the well and paying for drilling the well. But
why is that the oil industry's fault, though, Monty? Wouldn't that be the people that have the mineral rights? I mean, did you do a better job at negotiating, don't they?
Well, who owns the mineral rights on the state school land? The state, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But the state doesn't want to be in the business of being in the oil business. You know, just like you don't want the state in the business.
I don't understand why they would not want to, sir. It makes money sense. It makes sense to keep jobs in North Dakota. And we don't have a state-owned refinery, but we've got a state-owned mill, and we've got a state-owned bank. With the state-owned bank, they could finance the drilling of the well. The first well.
Where do you draw the line on
the second well?
Where do you draw the line on that, Monty? Do you get rid of all private business and start having state-owned everything?
Well,
where is that line?
No, he's just talking about where they already own it, where they already have it. And I've heard this from some legislators as well that say, hey, in the case where, you know, they've come up, there's one other spot, I'm trying to remember where it was this was raised before. And, you know, I hear your point, Steve, the state not wanting to get into the business, and we think that's a good thing. On the other hand, in the case where they have it, obviously, it's been lucrative for folks who have private mineral rights. Why not find people that are able to manage it and just, you know, have that be able to take advantage of it for the sake of the taxpayer rather than just throwing it away or doing some sweetheart deal?
I just think that's a dangerous road to go down when you start owning a business after business after business. And where do you draw the line on that?
Well, we're not talking about business after business after business.
Well, yeah, so. But where do you draw the line?
That'd
then?
Be the good idea. Where you have it, get a fair return on it. Where you already have it.
Well, that's just negotiating. That's not getting into the oil business.
Well, that's why I don't put it on the oil industry as Monty has, because I still don't understand that, Monty. Why do you think the oil industry is to blame for the state not getting a better deal on where they do own mineral rights?
Gas plant in Tioga. Mr. Hess owns a large industry, part of the industry in North Dakota, and he's making lots of money by being a oil developer in this country. And I look down over the hill down there at the rail tracks, and I see multiple trainloads of cars of oil leaving the state of North Dakota. We could have our own refinery keeping our own people in work instead of our oil going and supporting the world, paying transportation away and back to get a finished product. To me, it's a no-brainer. The state of North Dakota needs to start thinking. We used to complain about everybody leaving North Dakota. Now in Tioga area, you can see just about every license plate in the United States. We have people from all over that are getting here because they don't have an opportunity to make a decent living wherever they're coming from. And they're thrilled to be here. There are people that hate the cold weather, but they're here because they can make a living. We need to start thinking outside the box in North Dakota. This business of sending out our raw product, and at one time it was our college-educated students and our non-college-educated ones, now we're sending out oil to support the world, and North Dakota pays for the freight all the way. We've lost our culture. We have all kinds of stuff going on that aggravates the world out of farmers and ranchers that own land out here that they are almost without any control over.
Obviously, you've got an extreme view, but we appreciate it. Hopefully, gave you enough time to let your voice be heard. We'll see if any others agree with you. Appreciate the call. Mark, Grand Force wanted to weigh in on this food stamp battle. Who's right, the editorial pages or Kevin Kramer here, would you say, Mark?
Well, I certainly agree. There's a lot of waste in the program, and it's absolutely about creating more people dependent on government. But I think it's also a perfect example of how Republicans work with Democrats to deceive the taxpayer, because if Republicans were really interested in welfare and dependency, they would look at the largest welfare program in the history of the world, and that's the Federal Reserve's quantitative easing program, $85 billion a month, over half of which, $45 billion, going to the same big banks that bankrupted their businesses to buy their toxic mortgage-backed securities. And, of course, they got the $700 billion bailout. What do the Republicans say? Oh, they paid it back, and the taxpayers made money on it. Well, they're still getting $45 billion a month free, 0% interest. So every time Uncle Ben Bernanke, their chairman of the Fed, talks about ending quantitative easing, the market drops like a rock, just like it did when the Obamacare legislation to defund Obamacare passed the House a couple days ago. Stock market dropped like a rock. There's no more dependent class in the planet than the parasites on Wall Street who also editorialize in favor of immigration reform because they want more parasites like them to come into the country so they can be used by the Republicans as scapegoats. So we don't really pay attention to the real problem of government dependency and welfare. We look at the lower class people who also are dependent, but yet they're just a drop in the bucket compared to the Wall Street freeloaders who get free money. Even Tom.
All right, Mark, appreciate the call. It's a long way from food stamps, but we take your point, and that's why we ask what's on your mind. 800-228-0550. Let's get Ben and Hunter in here quickly with a comment. We were up against the break, but you have 30 seconds of the floor. Ben, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just calling. You guys are mentioning the adding the E15 as an option, but nothing's really been said about regular gas without ethanol being taken away.
Hang on a second, Ben. We'll get you an answer after this. Don't go away.
Steve Buchan and Scott Hennin want to know what's on your mind. Call us at 800-228-0550.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Attention homeschoolers, teachers, and students of all ages. Now there's a way to learn English grammar using the Holy Bible. Sacred Grammar is a unique book that teaches all of the fundamentals of English grammar using Bible verses. Affordable and simple to use, it's a superb supplement and a great teacher's aid. Whether your focus is teaching children at home, strengthening your own writing skills, or just speaking proper English, Sacred Grammar offers all the tools you'll ever need. Learn to use words through His Word. For more information, go to sacredgrammar.com at sacredgrammar.com.
With the well-known shortage of availability in guns and ammo, the question is, will food and preparedness items be next? Now, at ProStoresDirect.com, buy a 32-serving bug-out bucket, and you'll get a prime assortment of Mountain House survival food entrees, including favorites like chili mac with beef and spaghetti and meat sauce, all made with real USDA meat. That's enough food for one adult for a full week, all for just $75.99 with free shipping, delivered in a handy resealable bucket that'll store for up to 25 years. Pro Stores Direct has a huge selection of family-sized food units, too, right up to military-grade number 10 cans. And we'll give you great deals on new military first aid and surgical kits, portable water filters, heirloom seeds, and all your bug-out gear. Always with free shipping to the lower 48. Be ready for any challenge with food security for your family at ProStoresDirect.com. ProStoresDirect.com, your first stop for preparedness and survival gear, and proud sponsor of the free media. Curious about what comes next?
Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
I'm brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. The oil industry is creating thousands of good jobs and careers in North Dakota and helping to solve the challenges of our state's growth. To learn more, go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com. That's NorthDakotaOilCan.com.
We're broadcasting live today from PetroServe USA, Bismarck, corner of Divide Avenue and State Street. We're here today because the North Dakota Ethanol Council has invited us to be here and broadcast today for a special event at 10 this morning. They actually will have the governor over here and other officials to announce the addition of one more choice at the pump. And that choice is E15, which even if you do not have a flex fuel vehicle, you can, like you can with E10, use that in your vehicle. One more choice available at PetroServe USA stores or wherever you fuel up. So the North Dakota Ethanol Council will tell us more about that as we go throughout the program. Ben and Hunter had a question on ethanol choice. Before we get Ben's answer from our guest, let me take Terry and Mandan, because Terry wanted to talk about the food stamp topic we were tackling earlier. We'll get that in, then we'll come to Ben, get his question answered on ethanol, and talk more with our guest today, PetroServe USA. Terry, Mandan, you're on What's on Your Mind.
Thank you for taking my call. Very quickly, you know, the vitriol and the hatred in people's voices on both sides of this issue isn't going to solve it. I think, first of all, we need to look at more state control on the food stamp programs issued out federally. And secondly, we need to remember we're all here to help each other. And we need to get over the hatred and the finger pointing and get down to solving problems. I think that's what all the people want. Thank you for taking my call.
Terry, it's a hand up, not a handout, and I couldn't agree with you more. And we do need to get by some of that stuff and work together. But you got to get rid of some of the corruption that's in the system. And I do like your idea about the state having more of a role in that, because I think that always plays out better. Let's go back to Ben. Ben, what was your question again?
Yeah, don't get me wrong on this. I don't mind ethanol being an option at the pump. I guess I was just curious. You guys are talking about the addition of the option of E15 at the pump. But I guess I was curious to know why my option of buying regular 87, 88 octane without any ethanol in it, as why that option is being taken away. I've noticed that as of recently that it's harder to find and, as far as I know, almost obsolete. And I guess I talked to a couple different stations and they were telling me that it was a government mandate that they had to put ethanol in their regular, if the only fuel that they could sell without ethanol in it was premium, and I was just curious to know why that is.
Couple of things. One, this question's come up before in the program, and we did actually have Kent Satring from PetroServe USA stores on specifically to answer that question, and he said, look, that's the decision by the refineries. So the refinery says, sorry, we're pulling that out. Now, why do they do that? One reason probably would be the renewable fuel standard, because they want to make sure that there's enough percentage-wise ethanol. So, but in other words, don't take it out on the guy you're buying your gas from, because he has no choice what can go in the pump because the refineries are not offering it. So it's more of a question for them or policymakers on the renewable fuel standard, Ben, if that answers your question.
Yeah, that touches on it. I guess, you know, I'm new to listening to this program, so I didn't hear you talk about it before, but I guess I hadn't heard anybody really talking about it. And I was kind of just curious why it disappeared. I knew it wasn't you know, responsibility of the the guys that own the pumps, but was just curious if it came down from our, you know, lawmakers or what. Could you explain a little bit more what the renewable fuel standard is?
I'll let our guest do that, as a matter of fact, Ben, who's better equipped at it than I am to talk about. But by the way, you're a new listener, and we appreciate that very much. Any others, welcome, 800-228-0550 today. Jeff Zuger is here. Jeff is the chairman of the North Dakota Ethanol Council. He's here today in that role, but he also runs the Blue Flint Ethanol Plant up at North Dakota, one of four plants that produce more than 1 million gallons of ethanol annually, and they make up the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Jeff, nice to see you.
Great to be here. Thanks.
Okay, so for Ben's question here, the renewable fuel standard is what?
The renewable fuel standard was passed in 2007. It was called the Energy Independence Security Act of 2007. And it really set a course for our nation to begin to blend higher levels of renewable fuels into the fuel supply stream that we use in our daily liquid fuel needs. And it did that for quite a few different reasons. Environmental was one of them. It really will help clean up the air quality. As folks use liquid fuels in internal combustion engines, ethanol or other renewable blends over the life cycle of those fuels have lower carbon intensity, lower emissions, and it helps from an environmental standpoint. It was also about bolstering our national and local economies, creating a liquid fuel from renewable-based products such as corn or other feedstocks. Really grows the economy. You build plants, and displaces our dependency on foreign oil. So we're growing our national economy by producing products here that we're using within the United States, reducing our dependency on foreign oil. We were importing at the time 60% of our crude oil needs were being imported, and now today we're happy to say that we're at about 40% of our crude oil is being imported. So we've reduced that dramatically, both by production of oil in the U.S. as well as renewable options.
What any idea what percentage has made up that difference between the additional production, domestic production, and the renewable fuel side?
Yeah, when you look at the 20% that we've reduced, about 10% of it came from renewable fuels and 10% from production.
Interesting. Am I right that the reason that some have chosen not to offer unleaded without any ethanol is because of that renewable fuel standard? Because there's a compliance necessary there to have a certain percentage of the total fuel be ethanol or renewable, correct?
That's correct. So as obligated parties or blenders, folks that produce gasoline and blend it and produce a finished product to move into the marketplace, they have obligations to meet so that they have to either use biodiesel or ethanol or other advanced fuels to meet the requirements of the renewable fuel standard. Refiners have chosen to go to a lower grade of gasoline and then use the opportunity that ethanol brings in higher octane to blend that up. And that's a choice that refiners have made to both meet the RFS and to produce a lower cost fuel.
Ben, did we get your answer there? Appreciate you calling.
Yes, you did. I appreciate you taking the time to answer that. Thanks for me. Thank you.
You bet. Call again, 800-228-0550, Steve.
You know, Jeff, one of the other arguments people bring up against ethanol is the fact that it's subsidized. There's a subsidy out there that supports ethanol. Those are gone.
That's correct.
Those don't exist anymore. Ethanol stands on its own two feet.
Absolutely. We're proud as an industry that we're able to compete very competitively against alternative fuels such as gasoline. We historically are 15 cents to a dollar cheaper per gallon than gasoline. And you're correct. The volumetric ethanol excise tax, the VTEC credit, 45-cent credit, expired at the end of 2011, and our industry was part of seeing that expire and move away. It was really in place to build out infrastructure, so build infrastructure for the blenders.
Well, that was my follow-up question. Is a lot of that was in place for the infrastructure for the blender pumps, which was kind of a game changer, and it allows all the different options that are available at the pump.
Yeah, absolutely. The credit was passed on to the folks that blended our product into gasoline, and unfortunately, there wasn't strong, requirements for them to invest those dollars into infrastructure. So we're still a little bit behind on the infrastructure piece, but that was the intent of the excise tax credit was to allow for an opportunity to move this product into the market competitively and get the infrastructure built out.
So how's the industry doing as a result of that? You're up there in Underwood cranking out ethanol. Is the market robust? I mean, give us a little state of the industry.
Yeah, right now we're at some of the tightest ethanol stocks that we've seen in the past several years. So ethanol is in great demand. Gasoline demand continues to diminish slightly year over year, and as a product that's blended into the gasoline market, that obviously can take away some of our market share. So what we need to do is create opportunities like this E15 and other higher-level blends to allow for additional gallons to move into the market so that as gasoline demand decreases from more efficient vehicles, folks maybe not driving as much as they had in the past, that we still have strong market share for our product as well. And E15 and things like E30 and E85 really create opportunity for choice for higher-level ethanol plants.
We're talking with Jeff Zuger, General Manager of the Blue Flint Ethanol Plant, also Chairman of the North Dakota Ethanol Council. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Let's go to Joseph in Minot. What's on your mind today?
Say, I got a question for Jeff there. Talking earlier, he had just mentioned about the quality of the gas, lower grade, and then being bumped up by ethanol. Ethanol is subsidized. And, you know, unfortunately, a lot of these newer little engines, generators, all this stuff, don't operate efficiently on it. You got to run seafoam, stable. And the final question is, why is gas still so high priced if we're taking out a lower grade gas and fluctuating with the subsidized ethanol? I mean, here we are paying $3.50 to $3.70 up here. That's it.
All right, Joe, anything you want to comment on there, Jeff?
Well, again, ethanol is not subsidized, so I think we want to set the record straight that ethanol is not subsidized. What the refiners do when they use ethanol for the octane or oxygenate component in fuel is they're able to take higher-value products out like toluene, benzene, and move those into higher-value markets, displacing that octane requirement and or oxygenate requirement with ethanol. So it ultimately leads to a lower cost fuel at the pump for the consumers as refiners blend ethanol into their product.
So you're saying ethanol, you know, is no longer available. Flip the switch, it's no longer available. Percentage-wise, gas is going to go up.
Absolutely. Gasoline will go up. Ethanol has been, again, 15 to 75 cents per gallon. Maybe as there's been times over a dollar per gallon cheaper. Anytime you take away choice or a one option into the fuel market, naturally you're going to have increased prices. So choice leads to lower costs.
Another call waiting, Terry and Sterling for Jeff Zuger. Go ahead, Terry, you're up.
Yeah, I guess the question I got is we drive a 2013 Kia. It's a small reel. When I burn unleaded in it without ethanol, I get 32 to 34 miles to the gallon. When I burn ethanol, I get 26 miles to the gallon at 10% ethanol. It really frustrates me that they're taking unleaded completely off the market unless I want to spend an extra 60, 70 cents a gallon to burn premium, which this car is not supposed to have. And I'd like their aspect on that. Thank you.
All right, we'll do that when we come back from the break, Terry. So appreciate the call. Thank you, and stay listening because we'll give Jeff a chance to answer that when we come back. Also talk about the announcement coming up at 10. Governor Jack Dalrymple will be here, and they'll have a little press conference announcing E15 is available. Tell you more about that when we continue on What's on Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hinman. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product really excites me. You talk to folks who work, and losing weight, bodies literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins, and then they found Youngevity. Products like Beyond Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. Start taking them and lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to flagfamily.com. Flagfamily.com. Youngevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. flagfamily.com. Click the longevity link to find out more and get started. Flagfamily.com, longevity link. Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something that we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies, and, of course, local shuttle service, too, so it's a great way to go. South of the Senex, or look for the signs off Highway 8. It's Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
We're Steve Bakken. I'm Scott Hinton. We're live at PetroServe USA in Bismarck today, Divide Avenue and State Street. Love for you to stop by and see us. Governor Dalrymple will be here shortly. A press conference announcing the addition of E15 as a choice at the pump. Before the break, we had Tyrion Sterling ask the question. Jeff Zuger's with us, by the way, chairman of the North Dakota Ethanol Council, and also heads up the Blue Flint Ethanol Plant in Underwood, one of four plants that are producing ethanol in North Dakota. Jeff, the question was specifically about his Kia. And said, hey, if I got unleaded, I got 32 miles a gallon. If I got E10, I got 26 miles a gallon. And what do you find on comparisons? Is every vehicle different? I mean, how do you compare apples to apples on the mileage?
Yeah, that's a difficult question to answer. You know, how many tanks did the individual run through with each of the products? Were the conditions the same, driving conditions the same, ambient conditions the same? It sounds like a substantial mileage loss, more so than you should experience. We like to say that you'll save money per mile using ethanol blends because the price is lower at the pump. Some vehicles may experience some mileage differences between regular straight gasoline as compared with ethanol. E30 tends to have, if you have a flex fuel vehicle, E30 tends to have little to no mileage differences when compared with conventional fuel. So it's a whole kind of a mixed bag on what you're going to experience. So we encourage people to try it. Give it a couple tanks, run a couple tanks through your vehicle. under a whole range of conditions, and hopefully you experience lower cost per mile.
Terry, hopefully that answers your question. Let's get back to the phones. Greg in South Dakota, what's on your mind today?
I have a kick against this renewable fuel standard. When you do that, the government essentially is picking winners and losers. And the winner is corn producers, and the losers are livestock producers. I have sheep. We've lost. We cannot compete with subsidized, and I know it's not subsidized money, but it's subsidized in the fact you're mandating using these blends. And we're losing sheep producers in the Dakotas like crazy because you can't feed out lambs using $7, $8 a bushel corn and getting the price for lambs. And when the, like I say, when the government picks winners and losers, yes, corn farmers are winners and livestock guys are losers. And that's not the government's business. I don't see anywhere in the Constitution where it says, yeah, we got to pick winners and losers. And we're going to pick a winner in corn farmers. And, we need to stop this renewable fuel standard. And if ethanol is a good, wonderful product, it can stand on its own. And if it isn't a good product and can't compete, let it die on its own. That's what I have to say.
Greg, appreciate the call. Jeff?
Well, $7 corn is probably not good for anybody other than maybe for a short period of time for the folks that are selling it. But long term, that doesn't work well into any market. So to point to ethanol and say that it drove up $7 corn is a little bit misrepresentative because, in fact, we had a substantial drought last year and we had production challenges the year before. So you had back-to-back years of substantially decreased corn production that really drove the price higher. When we look forward at what the
and you're buying corn too, right?
Absolutely, yeah. So we're trying to compete in that space as well.
So, but I mean, it's impacting your bottom line. You don't, you know. He's suggesting you like the idea of higher priced corn.
No, not necessarily. So, no. And when you look forward, you know, corn's about $4.50 a bushel today. And if you look at what's projected to be produced this year, so in the 2013-14 period, we'll see corn prices come down, and I think it'll be competitive for all industries.
Lots of calls waiting here. We'll get to Kyle from Bismarck next on What's on Your Mind for our guest, Jeff Suger from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Go ahead, Kyle.
Yeah, I was wondering if you could make a comparison between the amount of fossil fuel energy required to produce ethanol and the amount of potential energy that ethanol has.
I sure can. It takes today less than about 29,000 BTUs per gallon to produce ethanol when you look at the energy that goes into the ethanol production. And ethanol is about 78,000 BTUs per gallon. So you're more than doubling the value of the energy. And I think also importantly, we're getting more and more efficient at producing ethanol. It takes less energy today than it did yesterday and it did the year before. So
every once in a while you hear folks cite a study that suggests it takes more energy to make ethanol than it ultimately saves. Is that just flawed science or studies that are anti-industry, anti-the ethanol industry? Or where does that come from?
Yeah, I guess I would say that it's folks that are maybe trying to look at things in a manner that aren't consistent with how you necessarily look at production. So if you're taking into account the energy that went into the metal to produce the tractor, you're maybe going back a little bit too far as opposed to starting with when the corn was planted into the ground until the ethanol was produced. It is a more realistic approach to it.
Appreciate the call, Kyle.
One more quick one. Let's get Mike in from Taylor. Mike, what's on your mind today?
Hey, guys. On this ethanol, straight up, my vehicle gets worse gas mileage on it. But anyway, where I was coming from is here a month or so ago on the western side of the state, they took our choices away. Every place you go, they took our choice of buying regular gasoline away. So now the only way to get straight gasoline is you got to buy premium. And then some towns don't even sell that. You don't have a choice. You have to take a blend of that methanol, you know, or ethanol, some, you know, form or another. And I don't think that's right that the choice has been taken away.
And we touched on this earlier, but that's a decision of the, in this case, the refiner.
Absolutely.
So that's not the choice of the folks that are selling you gasoline at the pump. Mike, it's coming from, in this case, the Tesoro Refinery. Appreciate your call very much, and thanks for the time. Congratulations on E15 and the additional choice today.
Thank you.
Jeff Suger, North Dakota Ethanol Council Chairman, our guest on What's on Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance, please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Will the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me?
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.